and gentlemen, and it one, if you are a very careful student of the Bible, you will notice that Jesus is simply striking a balance here between what you do for him and being known by him. Because it is possible to do something for the man that does not know you. And the word know there, it's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. The word know there, it simply means, according to what I wanted, you never made it into that list. I never knew you. My God, is it possible to do wonderful things in the name of Jesus and you are not known by the Jesus you are doing great things for? Is it great? Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, to even come to church and sing songs and worship the Jesus who will one day say to you, I never knew you. I never knew you. And please remember this, ladies and gentlemen. Please remember this. Jesus is quick. Jesus has got a very quick memory sometimes. How do you say that? One little Bible, if a sinful woman turns away from his sinful ways and does righteously, amen, and then he dies, then the Bible says all the unrighteousness and sinful acts that he committed, they will not be counted unto him. And Jesus or God will not be able to remember them. As soon as you move away from something, he erases you there. And he will never remember you doing that again. Why? It's because you have moved from that thing. If a sinful man forsakes his sinful ways and turns to God and forsakes his ways, he then, after dying, he will not have Jesus remembering all the things that he did before he turned away. Isn't that great? But there is even a scary one now. It says when a righteous man, because now I was telling you, when an unrighteous man, when a sinful man leaves his sinful ways. But now when a righteous man, when a believer, the one that has been justified, the one that has been cleaned, the one that used to work for God, used to follow God, and did everything right, maybe grew up in Sunday school, received Jesus at an early age, grew up in salvation, testifying, preaching, and worshiping, and doing everything. But later on in life, the Bible says, if that righteous man turns away from his righteousness, forsakes the righteous ways, and turns to evil ways, and then he dies. He dies in his own sin. The Bible says God will not remember all the righteous things that he did. Because as soon as you move from something, he has forgotten about what you have done. He will remember into Afika Uyenza. Now this is good news for somebody who was thinking of backsliding. Backsliding is the worst thing you can do. It doesn't matter, the devil is tempting and trying you. Never backslide, because you are living a genuine testimony. And once you leave that testimony, let me tell you this, my friend. Jesus will never remember the good things you have done. He will never remember the crusades you have sang at and worshipped at. He will never remember the souls you led to Jesus. He will never remember even the greatest sermons you preach. He will never remember anything you did. Why? It's because you did everything good, but just before you died, you turned away from doing good and you did evil. Many people do this and they die. And when they die in their backsliding state, Jesus is not going to say, oh, Abanu, Yazin, you understand that for 15 years, if upetlaide ngalonyaka ozoshona ngawo uJesu khohlwa yi 15 years yonke. Why? It's because he does not keep a record lalawa uke wabakhona. he always keeps his record. Lala akufike ukhona. Many on that day will come to him and say, we have done this, we have done this, and he will say, konje ningoba nithi nanenzeni akasayikhumbuli mina lo and ngempela lo bantu bayenzile lento egameni lika Jesu benza imimangaliso athi nenza nona ke no, I never knew you. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a child of God, you better be serious, yeah? You better be serious. I know this is not the kind of teaching that people want to hear when they go to church. Because we want to be lukewarm, you know. We want to be lukewarm. We don't want to throw ourselves wholly at it. We don't want to follow him fully. We just want to follow him and we have one foot in God and we have another one in the world. We want to follow God and we want to follow even our desires. We want to say to him, he's Lord. But during the week, we don't see the Lordship of God in our lives. Amen? Why? It's because we do not want to fully commit. I am here to charge everybody under the sound of my voice that if you want to make it into the kingdom of heaven and if you want to live in the kingdom of heaven, and if you want to be received on that last day, you better throw yourself at it. Amen. Remember, anything otumuyicabanga manje currently uthi yabona uma ndingahamba ngisenza lento I will never see God, it is not worth doing again. Don't risk your life doing something that will make you to lose seeing God. That will make Jesus reject you on that day, reject you with everything great you have done, and he will say, "No, I've never knew you. I've never known you. Who are you, by the way?" You can remind me all you want. I still do not recognize you. I don't know you. Watch this now, Bazalwan. As I kept looking and studying this verse, I was like, Lord, what is really going on here? And he started talking to me about two references of the kingdom of God. Sometimes the Bible, it talks about the kingdom of God, and at times it talks about the kingdom of heaven. And you must understand the language of the Bible. At times when it talks about the kingdom of heaven, it either talks about the rulership of heaven on earth, or it talks about heaven. It's either talking about heaven, or it talks about the rulership of heaven on earth. Amen? So it's pretty much the same thing, though at times it is specific to heaven. It is specific to heaven that you're not going to make. And we understand this. There is no one who will ever make it to the place called heaven if they have never had heaven coming to them. That's why I say personally, Bazalwane, for the sake of understanding, I say we are not just waiting for the second coming of Jesus. We are waiting for the third coming of Jesus. Because the first coming of Jesus, it was when he came as a savior to save the whole world. The second coming, it is when he comes as Lord to each and every one of us and takes dominion and kingship in our lives, and he becomes Lord and rules in our lives. And thirdly, he will come and save us all. May you not wait for what is so-called second coming of Jesus if you have not had him come before then to be the Lord. Before he comes at the sounding of a trumpet, may he come and become Lord in your life. May he come and overthrow anything that was a king in your life. If self was king, may that self be taken off the throne. Amen. If it was money that was your Lord, if it was your beauty that was your Lord, because ladies and gentlemen, we have formed our own idols. The Bible says you shall not make idols and worship them instead of God. And people in the olden days, they knew that idols were physical things that people would craft with their hands, and they would make them there, and then they would come and bow before those idols because they were physical things. These days, we don't make idols as physical things. We do things. We make even ourselves idols. Others are idolizing their jobs. Others are idolizing their careers. Others are idolizing money. You have made an idol out of money. You have made an idol out of business. You have made an idol out of your beauty. You have made an idol. An idol is anything that is lording over you. Is anything that controls you, controls your budget, controls your mind. Others have even made Facebook their idol, have made social media their idol. Why? It's because before they sleep, they are at it. Before they wake up, Barcelona, and study the word of God, they are on Facebook. It is the last thing you look at before you sleep. It is the first thing you look at when you open your eyes. It is the only thing you look at when you are on your way to work. It is the only thing you look at right in the middle. They are busy on social media. Without noticing, they have crafted themselves an idol, and they have shifted from making Jesus a Lord. I declare that as we preach the kingdom of God, we are preaching Jesus as the King. He must come back to his place. Jesus must come back to his place. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every idol is going to be overthrown. Not only is it going to be overthrown, we are going to crush it down. And in fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me not even use the word we. You are going to move that idol out of his way. And you're going to say, come on, you have taken the space of Jesus. Social media, you've taken the space of Jesus. I'm spending too much time with you as I was supposed to be spending this same time with Jesus, my Lord. What do you spend your money on? Look at where most of your money goes to. That is your idol. You have idolized your car, my brother. You have idolized your car. Your car is taking 80% of your money. You have idolized shoes. You have idolized self. Because even when you are in front of God, when you are in the presence of God, it's not about God. It's about what God must do for you. It's about that job. It's about healing. It's about fixing your marriage. It's about your children. It's about you. It's about yours. It's about you. It's about yours. It's about you. It's about yours. Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus becomes Lord, for a minute you forget about yourself and say, Lord, it's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. Thank you. I woke up this morning. The reason I woke up is because it's about you, Lord. I must give you worship. It's not that you may serve me. It's so that I can worship you, Lord. If you raise me out of a hospital bed when I get discharged from Baragwanath Hospital or Johannesburg Jail, I am discharged for one purpose and one purpose only. Not to make some more money. No. Not even to raise my children. No. That's a wrong prayer. That's not what you are supposed to say. Lord, in peace, because he will give you if there is something that goes to him. In all your prayer lists right now, come on. Our prayer list right now is just sitting there. The things from one all the way down that you want God to do for you. What is there for God? From point number 1, 2, 3, all the way down, what is there for God? We are a generation of people who have grown indifferent towards God. With our mouths, we do say, Lord, Lord. But when it comes to our hearts, making him truly Lord. Not many who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who do my will. Kingdom of God is about the will of God. Can I remind you on something, ladies and gentlemen? Can I please remind you? When we started this great emphasis and teaching on the kingdom. We told you, ladies and gentlemen, as per the words of Jesus in the book of Matthew, when he says in chapter number 6, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. That word seek is a deep word. That word seek, ladies and gentlemen, it's a deep word. That word seek, it means search for. It means aim for. It means hunger for. It means strive for. It means crave, desire. It must be your desire. It must be your pursuit. It pursue the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God must be a priority. Seek the kingdom of God. Desire the kingdom of God. Think about the kingdom of God. Everything about you. You don't worry about the car. You don't worry about those things. No. You put the kingdom of God first. And all these other things are going to be fixed. And this is said by the mastermind of it all. He says you get it twisted. Because you keep worrying about your school fees, abantwana, worried about your house, worried about this. He says, no. The thing you need to do is to seek the kingdom of God. And when you seek the kingdom of God, all these things that people worry about, they shall be fixed. Uspiwe always says this whenever he shares. He says, kingdom life, life elula. When you have surrendered your worries, when worry comes in, wants to bother you, you cast it out and say, look, I don't worry. I don't live a life of worry. Even if something calls for you to worry, sit up all night, look and stare at the ceiling, trying to figure out how you are going to go about doing it, you quickly remember, I am a kingdom citizen. I'm a kingdom citizen, rather. And the kingdom citizens, they don't spend time worrying. Be anxious for nothing. But with prayer and with supplications, make all your requests known unto the Lord. When you have made them known unto the Lord, when you have told the Lord your case, go to sleep, my friend. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Don't spend another minute worrying about it. Don't spend another time. Even your worry, even you allow it to come out your mouth. The Bible says, don't worry and say. Don't worry and say. Because worry, it eats you up on the inside, but it wants to ultimately come out your mouth so that you start speaking worry. Bakuzimpilo, hey ninjani. Hey, inkinga, yas lezi inkinga. Hey, asikabuzi inkinga. Sibuza wena ukuthi unjani. It I am well by the grace of God. God is in control. He is my Lord. He is my King. Why? It does not mean I am turning a blind eye to what I'm going through. I seek first his kingdom. When I seek his kingdom and his righteousness, all the things that are calling for me to worry, they are going to be sorted. I see everything being sorted out behind you. When you are asleep, when you are asleep, remember, he does not sleep. He does not slumber. The keeper of Israel, he keepeth you. He will keep you. Whilst you are asleep like a child, he is fixing your mess. He is fixing your situation. He is aligning and realigning things on your behalf. He is ordering the affairs of your life to favor your cause, to favor you, and to favor your family. And when you wake up in the morning, you wake up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and I shall be glad in this day. Why? The Lord is my strength and the Lord is my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord God will lift up the standard against the enemy. Though the enemy encamp me like a host, in this I shall know I will have confidence in the Lord. For with the Lord I have run through a troop. With the Lord I have scaled a wall. With the Lord I will stop at nothing. Hallelujah. 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 He calls me his. He calls me his. I am the apple of his eye. When he looks at me, he say, whoever touches you, he's touching my eye. Whoever touches you, he's touching me, because I'm deeply connected with you. I am intimately in love with you. Whoever touches you, he touches me. You are the apple of my eye. Whatever is your problem has become my problem. And let me tell you this as a reminder, there is no problem that has ever become a problem for God. Because when a problem collides with God, it is a problem colliding with solution. Whenever an answer comes into contact with a solution, or rather with a question, a miracle is a product. I declare all the questions you have in the corridors of your mind and in the inner recesses of your heart, they are about to meet the answers from God. And he will answer you when you are awake. He will answer you when you are asleep. He will answer you as long as your eyes look upon him. Because they that look upon him, they will never be ashamed. They will never be defeated. Hallelujah. I am God's battle axe. He holds me by his hand. With me, he dashes the nations. With me, he breaks the pieces of rock apart, because I am his battle axe. Whenever he declares war with the principalities of darkness, he says, you are my weapon. For if any man, chapter number 2, the book of Matthew, if any man cleanses himself from all these things, he shall be an instrument and a vessel of God, suitable for the master's use. The Lord is using you. I say the Lord is using you. You are becoming a display of his power. You are becoming a display of his grace. You are becoming a display of his miracles. It looks like this sickness and this disease is about to take you out. No, let me tell you this, my friend. This sickness is not going to end in death. But it is for the glory of God to be manifested. These deaths are not going to swallow you like a river. No, you're going to come out of the death. For when he has tested you, you shall surely. Oh, you are not here for me. I say, when he has tested you, you shall surely come out as pure as gold. And as pure as gold, you are going to have your currents elevated. You are going to have your value lifted. Why? Because he is using you as a display of his grace. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek his kingdom. Seek his kingdom. Refuse to focus on anything except the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is like a treasure. When you receive a treasure, you receive everything you ever needed in your life. The kingdom of God is everything you ever needed in your life. When you get the kingdom, you get healing. When you get the kingdom, you get the happiness that you need, my friend, without a boyfriend, without a girlfriend. You have received. The kingdom is a package. It's a package life. Woo. The kingdom of God is a reversal of every curse, and it is a forward movement and the forward pushing of every agenda of God and the blessing. I see every curse being reversed on your behalf, and I see God pushing forward the blessing and the agenda of blessing you. How do you know it? The Bible tells me that's how I know it. Why? Where? Because he says, I know the plans that I have towards you, says the Lord, and they are not evil. My plans are not to harm you. My plans are not to kill you. And my plans are not to find you out. And my plans are not to disappoint you. But my plans are to give you the future that you hope for. There is a future for you, my friend. Sitting here in this Sunday morning service, there is a future for you. It may look gloomy for now. There is a future for your family. There is a future for your young man. Mom, there is a future for your son. For your sake, there is a future for your son. I know your son is not even here right now. It's only you here. Your son is not here. But for your sake, I say for your sake, there is a future for your little boy. I say there is a future for you. That one who's hooked on drugs as we speak right now, don't even know where he is, has not slept at home for days now. Let me tell you, instead of worrying about him, let's worship the God. The God of this kingdom, and say, Lord, nothing is beyond your control. Nothing, absolutely nothing is beyond it. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, they shall be added unto you. They shall be added unto you. Find the kingdom. You have found the master key. Find the kingdom. You have found the secret for happiness. They will begin to see even your colleagues at work. They will begin to see your face and your countenance brightening up. And they will say, what has happened? Because we see your face is glittering. And what's going on with you? No, I have not won lottery. I have not done all of that. And omanga and onyanga. Because abanye bathe ukhaza umuntu angathi uthola indoda entsha. I have found the kingdom. And in this kingdom, I smile all the way. See, in this kingdom, sometimes you smile in the face. In the face of opposition, you begin to smile. Because you remember the words of Jesus. In that night when he was betrayed, when he talked to his disciples, he said, look, what I do now, you don't understand. But later, oh my God. But later you will understand. Because there are things that he lets happen in your life. He permits in your life. You don't want them, but he permitted them. So that when he is done with you, you will say, I get the point now, Lord. Why I had to first go through that? Why I had to first suffer like that? For if you suffer with me, he says, surely you shall reign with me. Stand on your feet and just worship the Lord for a minute as I close this session. Come on, somebody, lift up your voice and just appreciate the God who has the best interests at heart for your life. Amen. Worship him, somebody. Worship him. Worship him. Kobakara Zokoto. Thank you for your kingdom, oh God. Thank you for your kingdom, Jesus. Kobahaliato Komoshata. All precious Jesus, we worship you. Precious Jesus, we honor you and we give you glory. We worship you, Lord. We surrender everything unto you, Lord. The things that we cannot help ourselves in, the situations that are beyond our control, we surrender it all unto you, O God. We know that you are in control. We are you are in control of our finances. You are in control of our jobs. You are in control, Lord God, of our careers. You are in control of our bodies. You are in control of everything. Ours is to love you, Lord, as we do right now. We worship you and we love you. We give you glory and praise. Thank you, Alpha. Thank you, Omega. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we love you.